We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis. And we are beginning 5 lines from the top, V'nestapeg. We learned in the Mishnah of someone goes into hot water on Shabbos, even though he wasn't supposed to, but he went in. So then, if he dries himself, he's not allowed to carry home his towel, because we're worried he might be seichet his towel, might squeeze out his towel. If it's 10 people, then it's mutter because they'll remind each other. And even if it's one towel, and the person himself, if it's 10 towels, is also. The Gemara doesn't speak out this chiddush. So the Gemara, Reisha Buzik Mashmalon, Sefer Buzik Mashmalon, the Reisha is a chiddush and a Sefer is a chiddush. Reisha Buzik Mashmalon, that filu hani lo nefishu buhu maya, even he's using 10 towels. And there's not a lot of water in it. Given the chad who, since it's one person, also there's chita. It's a come to chita. The Sefer Buzik Mashmalon, a filu hani lo nefishu buhu maya, the Sefer the chiddush is one towel used for 10 people, it's full of water. Still, it's mutter. Kim the rabbin into mitri adal. They still had to carry it home by hand because we're talking about the erev. You're not worried about schita. Why? Because the 10 people will remind each other. There's a lot of people. They'll remind each other not to do schita. So when someone wipes himself, dries himself after the mikvah, he should not carry the towels home. He should put it into the window because the shaila of schita. The loyim shirenu la'aliyarim should not give it to the bathhouse attendants, but they should chashud them al-isadava. They're chashud to squeeze it out. What's the reason? Because they want the towel to be ready for the next person. So they're chashud to squeeze it out, and that's a shayla of libun, squeezing out a talus. Therefore, you should not give it to the bathhouse attendants, because they will squeeze it out. Rav Shimon, I'm stopping by luntis achas, Shimon argues on the whole gzeira. It says if someone wipes himself with one towel, dries himself with one towel, he's allowed to bring it home. He's allowed to bring this thing home and not worry about schita. Amalei ba avesav hilchasamai. What's the halach? Who do you pass? Like Tanakam Rav Shimon. Amalei harav Shimon. There's Rav Shimon. Harabi is Rabbi. Hashmuel harav Yechanan. They all say it's mutter. So it should be mutter. Now who? We didn't see. We only saw Rav Shimon so far. So Gemara's going to bring it down. So Gemara Rav Shimon odamar. We saw Rav Shimon ready. It says klar that it's mutter. Rebbe, the Tanya, I'm a Rebbe, Exhilim, Vedim Torah, Rebbe Shimon, Vetakua. When I was learning Torah by Rebbe Shimon, Vetakua, Yimayim Shemen, Valuntiois, we used to carry oil and a towel, Mechotz Lagag, and Magag Lakarfif, because he was talking about they all had Mechitzais. And Rebbe Shimon holds that Chotz Lagag and Gag Lakarfif are not considered two different type of Chatzeris. You're allowed to carry from one to another on Shabbos. So we used to carry Mechotz Lagag and Magag Lakarfif, actually, in the beginning, until we reached the spring. So you know, somebody that used to go wash themselves in it. They go to mikveh there, and Rashi speaks out. Mustama, if they brought the towel there, they probably brought it back because they didn't leave it there. They didn't leave a towel there. Mustama lo yemenichim. I'm reading Rashi. Mustama lo yemenichim. Oisak alma ayin. Mamakim hefker. They didn't leave it there. They must have brought it back. So you see, you're allowed to bring it back on Shabbos. See, that's Rabbi Shita. And Tosfos also speaks out. Says maybe there was all the talmidim there. Says Mustama, there was no all the talmidim there besides the Rabbi. So you see, even a yochid is allowed to bring back the talis. So we already have Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi. Shmuel, it says clearly, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel and bring it home to your house. He says you're allowed to bring home the towel after you dry yourself with it. So we have 4 sheetahs here. We have Shimon, we have Rebbe, we have Shmuel, and Rav Yechanan. All say it's mutter. The halacha is like a stam mishta. Mitran Armisha says, stop it, fill of Esel and Toys, let him be other. You can't, even if it's not even so wet, you can't bring it home. So Moran says, no, who can ben chachi noy masla? Yechon holds, it's a Tana di Yechida. It's a Yachid who said that Mishnah. And the Tana is ben chachi noy. The Tana is the ben chachi noy, but Rav Yechon holds, not like that, and he holds that the halacha, you're allowed to bring home this towel, and you're not allowed to, and you're not worried about Schita. And saying, so the Maisa comes out like this. Avad la halacha, we are worried that, you know, if something's very, very wet, you might squeeze it out. And therefore, we have a lot of times in shas like that. But here, everyone agrees that Betzim is a certain type of Isra of Schita. But here, they said there's no Gzeira Shemi Yisroit is a different Vart. Because over here, They a different reason. That here, Betzim, you can ask a question, how are you allowed to dry yourself in the first place with a towel? Chayra, maybe you make a schita when you're drying yourself. So the teretz is that it wasn't something that they could be lamed by. They had to go to a mikvah. They're not going to go to a mikvah if they can't dry themselves. Therefore, Chazal allowed them to dry themselves. Once he allowed them to dry themselves, he allowed them to bring it home also. That's one of the pshatim that the Rishonim say. I think it's the Rashba over here says this, and it's brought down in the Maga Avram, such a pshat, that's why you're not worried about this case, Shem Yisrael. Usually you are chosh, but in this case you're not. Punk this case by drawing yourself, not worry Shavi Yisrat. Another pshat is that here it's not so wet, therefore no shchita. All the cases that the Gemara say, all the places Shiloh Shavi Yisrat means it was soaking wet. Here it's not soaking wet. And a third pshat is that by a towel you're not so makbar, and therefore is no Shavi Yisrat. Like upon him, therefore a towel is allowed to be metal towel and not worry about Shavi Yisrat. But anything else is soaking wet, you have to ask a Shiloh because it could be different. So Gemara Vayta. A stickle shayla vaitzah coming up. Amar Chiya ba'Abba Amar Yechonon, Ha'alarin, the bathhouse attendants, Bevi'in, Balori, and Noshim, Lebe, Bondi, Ovachis, Kasim, and Reish, Rubon. The bathhouse attendants wanted to bring ladies' towels, or ladies, certain like robes they wore after the bathhouse. They allowed to wear it on Shabbos and bring it to the bathhouse that way. Because it's Derech Levisha, it's Mutter. Sakinta, Sakinasa, which is like a big head covering. Tzarech liksha shtei rishei lamata. You have to tie both ends below your neck, like over your shoulder. And the reason is because this type of big sudar, it's a head covering, it falls off very easily. You have to tie it. You want to walk in shiram with it. You have to tie it below the shoulder. When you're bringing the clothing for the army, and they used to walk the Shurish Rabbim, and they had to take, there were certain times when the army came to town, they had to take care of them, they had to be mishamish them, serve them. So they had to bring them clothing. So it says, wear them, sharbivavu lamat mekzvayim. Make sure you put it derech malvish when you're bringing the clothing. Don't just put it over your shoulder. Try to go below your shoulder, therefore so you're wearing it, and therefore won't be a shiloh of hoitza'ah. So what the Mishnah said, you're allowed to smear yourself with oil and mash v'shim. You're allowed to massage the goof a little bit. It says, can't do misamlim, very strong, but a little bit you can massage the goof. Tana Rabbanan. Sochin um mash v'shim v'nei ma'ayin b'shabbos, uvaj liyaseh k'derech shuah sochel. You're allowed to smear oil and give the person who's not well a massage on Shabbos, not Shalei Rafua, but you shouldn't do it exactly what you do in the weekday. Hechi Ravid, how do you do it different? Rav Chaim Bachrin Omar, first with the oil on, afterwards you do the massage. Because in the weekday you do it the opposite way. You first do massage, then you do the oil, so he's switching around the order, therefore it's fine. Rav Yechon Omar, soch and mashu v'azachas. You don't have such a big shinui. As long as you do it at the same time, the oil and the massage, then it's fine. That you're not allowed to rub, do massage with a lot of kayach, with a lot of power. A very vigorous massage you can't do on Shabbos, because that's a shayla of the chayla or refuah. Also, lamoid b'karkiyasa shel dumeses. The dumeses was a river that was very salty and warm, and you used to stand in it and you used to get like warmed up. And it was like it warms up the goof and it heals the goof. And you now go in there because it's Isser Refu on Shabbos. Remember, there's an Isser Refu on Shabbos because Xera maybe it'll come to crush medicine on Shabbos. Therefore, they asked that any Refu for someone who's not very sick, it's also do Refu on Shabbos. So here, you now go into this river to get a stickle schwitz because it's a problem of Refu on Shabbos. The Refu only is viable in this water for 21 days. What's 21 days? Batzeres menaminyan. And Shavuos is part of the 21 days. Okay, so we know now it's around Shavuos time, but what is 21 days? Does it start with Shavuos or ends with Shavuos? Ebayelu atzeres lahaygis lahaygis. Is atzeres by the beginning or at the end? Toshima. The Omar Shmuel, Kulishak Yoni, all drinks that you drink for refuah are good medivcha v'atzarta malo. From Pesach until Shavuos, they work well. From Pesach really work well, so it sounds like that Shavuos is the end of the healing season. So it must be when it says 21 days, it means that Shavuos is the end. So you see, it's right, Shavuos is the end. No. Dumahasam, by drinking is different. Dumahasam, who the kama the kara alma mali, the more cold the world is, the better the drink is. Because the drink is cooler at that time, it's better. Here, this river is making you hot, making you schwitz. Maybe the hotter it is, the better. It's better that the world is hotter, and therefore it's very possible that Shavuos is the beginning of those 21 days. So the Maravite, Oran Chelboy, Chamra de Prugisa, or Maya de Mesas, wine from the city of Prugisa, and the water of the Mesas. These things okay, give you a lot of hana. The wine and the water, we just saw the water makes you schwitz. This is a lot of hana. So he says, Kipchu aseres hashvatim Yisrael. Because of that, the aseres hashvatim, it caused them to go into galus. Because they had too much hana, and they couldn't, when you have too much tanugim, you can't be oisik and tayra. It's hard, like Rashi says, so you bali hana, vasukim kachvel, oisukim and tayra, vayotul tarvis ra. And the Gemara gives an unbelievable story about this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, Ikla Hasav. Eliezer ben Arach was one of the Tanoim, brought down an Ovis, one of the big Tanoim. And he went one time to this city that had this good wine and this river of Dumses, Imshach Vesrayu. And he got very involved in these Hanos. He got very involved in the wine and the Rechitza. And because of that, Iker Talmudei, Iaker Talmudei, he forgot his learning. He's talking about from the big Tanoim. He got too busy Tanuga El Mazen, he forgot his learning. He had also, after he came back from vacation, come Lemikri Resifra. He got up to Lane. In those days, we have got Aliyah. Lane, their portion of the Torah. So he got up and got Aliyah. Boy Lemikri, he wanted a Lane, the author of Pasuk Chayr Zelechem. Instead of reading a Chayr Zelechem, he Amar, HaChayresh HoYolibam. Their hearts were deaf. Now, he forgot how to read. He couldn't even read or say the Torah anymore, just from all that Hana. And this is talking about the one of the big Tanayim. It was terrible. And he got back his learning. But you see from here that, like what Roy says, you should always go. Don't say the Torah is to come after you. That your Talmidim will come to you and help you learn wherever you are. No, you have to go to Makom Torah. Don't rely on how smart you are. You see, Elazar ben Arach, he was very smart. He allowed Talmidim. Still, he went to a Makom that wasn't happening. Torah there, he lost his learning. Tana, Loi Rav Neroi Shemoi. This Rav Neroi who said of his memra have a goyel to Makom Torah. His name wasn't Rav Neroi. Ela Rav Nechem Yishmoi. Va'amri Lav Elazar ben Arach was talking about Elazar ben Arach himself. The one who it happened to said this. Because he lit up the eyes of the Chavim in Halacha. So, the Gemara Vayter. You can't scratch with a comb, a specialized comb. You can't scratch your skin with it because that's Uvda Dechal. You're not allowed to scratch stuff with a comb on Shabbos. If you had mud on your feet, you want to rub the mud off, that's fine. The only issue is when you're doing it for pleasure, that's more like over the chayil or like a stickle of refuah, that's a problem. But when you're just rubbing off the dirt off you, that's just functional, that's fine. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Avle, Ima, Gara, the Kaspa. Shmuel Yehuda made for him a special silver comb to do on Shabbos. And it sounds like from here that if you have a special comb for Shabbos, then it's mut, it's not called Uvda the chayil. And the Mishavur brings down that there were some people, some Besulois, who had a minig, that they used to have a special comb for Shabbos, because it shouldn't be like Uvda Dechol. And the Mishavur speaks out, of course, it has to be a type of comb. It doesn't have a shaila of ripping out the hair. It has to be a soft comb. But even if you didn't have a soft comb on Shabbos, the minig was to have a special comb. That shouldn't look like Uvda Dechol, a special comb for Shabbos. Comb for Shabbos. So the Gemara Vahid, it said in the Mishnah, Ein Yerdim Lekordima. You now go down to the river Kadima. What's wrong? My timer. So Gemara says, "Mishum pika." What's pika mean? So Rashi learns because it's very slippery, and you're gonna go in, you're gonna slip, and then your clothing's gonna get all wet. If clothing gets all wet, you're gonna have to squeeze it out. So you don't walk in even with your legs into the Kadima because you might slip. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rif has a little bit of different pshat. The Vechnadal, the other Rishonim, they have pshat that we're worried that it's like quicksand in Pika, and he's going to land up starting to drown, and people have to come save him. And it's a Tirchan Shabbos to go save him. That's the Pshat in Pika. So, the Maravite is the Akadizim of Shabbos, and I'll do something to make yourself throw up on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a special medicine to make yourself throw up. That's Shiloh Refuah on Shabbos. But if you stick your finger down your throat to throw up, that's Mutter. That's Mutter to do on Shabbos. It's not Refuah, because it's not done with medicine. But the Bride says, Tanya, Rechem Yerba, Af B'chayil asi. Now it's even the weekday. Prehefsed eichlin, because it's ruining the eichlin. People used to do this on purpose. They wanted to be able to eat more. They wanted to get hungry, get to eat more. So they used to make themselves throw up. That's asr to do, because hefsed eichlin. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, that said the Mishnah Vayim atzvim as a katan. They can't be masad the bones of a baby. You're allowed to wrap the tinnik with begadim in order to straighten out his bones. We had this before in Perikol HaKelim. You're allowed to wrap the child in begadim. It says, it depends. Our Mishnah is talking about with the vertebrates of the spine, and there it's taka asa b'rabbanim because mechzik b'ayna. It looks like you're building, and therefore it's asa. But the rest of the body is fine. The rest of the body is fine. And Rashi speaks out that we're not talking about zman leida. In the day of that it's born, you're allowed to do everything. You're allowed to wrap it, because like the Gemara said before, on Kuchotas on the base, that anything it says in the Chachov, Yecheskel, you're allowed to do to a baby on Shabbos.